Hello, Jeff Home Inspections, man. How may I help you?
Hey, Jeff. My name is Matt Ari.
Okay.
Spoke to you in the past, our team, in regards to some like Google marketing and helping your business grow. Obviously, that was back in 2025, right before the holidays. I just wanted to give you a quick call, kind of find out what your goals are and like what you're trying to do ultimately this year with the business.
I'm trying to work. I mean, I don't understand what you mean. I'm trying to,
Meaning, like, are you trying to grow this year? Like, what's kind of your goals? Like, what do you ultimately want to do with it?
Yeah, I am. That's my job. I mean, that's what I'm going to do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Have you ever, you know, looked into really, like, marketing yourself on Google and kind of taking that approach?
I have, yes.
Okay. And what did you kind of discover when you looked into it?
I got two people doing something with it.
Okay. Has it been working for you or not really?
Well, they just got it online yesterday or something. They said I got a text that it'd be up and running sometime today.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be on Google. So far everything seems to be going great.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, tell you what, I'll send you a quick text message because there's a lot of people that are in my space, unfortunately, that like make a lot of claims and don't deliver. But, you know, if it doesn't work out for you, if you don't start getting traction, my first recommendation is, you know, don't let it draw out to be, you know, super long in that sense, because obviously your money is, you know, valuable. But
right.
The end of the day, there's only so many Google partners, right? So a lot of companies will claim that, because we're actually the biggest company that does this. We're a multi-billion dollar company. We didn't get there by accident. We've been on TV. I can sit here and name drop everybody. But point is, you know, I've just been at this desk for a very long time, Jeff, and I've seen a lot of companies, like, just take advantage of people. And so just make sure that you hired a really legitimate company. Like, go on to Google and say, is such and such a Google partner? Make sure they're an actual, like, Google partner. Otherwise, you could just be wasting time, you know?
Because, right.
Like,
and
if I had a dollar
that,
for
the one.
What's that?
Right, I was worried about that with the one, because right away, they only want to do is take their money. I'm like, listen, I only hired someone else to do this, and they're pushing me.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, you pay this, we'll do this. I'm like, and I already paid somebody to do it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. How much are you paying a month right now with this company that you hired?
Well, I'm on Home Advisor, $350, but I've already learned that I'm only going to do that for the year, and then that's gone. Or I may even get out of it sooner. He says it'd be a 30% something to get off. They
well, what you can do, Home Advisors is owned by Angie's, right? And
yeah.
What you could do is just send them an email, say, look, it's not working out, I'm not happy, because I've helped a lot of people get off of Angie's and Home Advisor, okay, because they're pretty much the same platform, right? And
yeah.
Problem is, as you know, they send that same lead to like three other guys, okay? And it, they
right.
I'm
paying $350 a month for supposedly 500 leads.
Okay.
Last month, I got maybe 10 leads to my phone.
Yeah.
And every one of them that I called, not one of them answered. I've got one job from them.
Wow.
And the ones that did answer, he wants a basement floor inspection. I'm like, I'm home inspection.
Got it.
And she already had her house inspected.
Mm.
I'm like,
yeah,
these people,
like,
don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's like they're sending you old age leads, and they recycle that stuff. Again, you know, Angie's got in a huge trouble 3 years ago. If you go onto Google and just type in FTC Angie's, you can read all about it. The Federal Trade Commission basically cracked down on Angie's and made them, like, give a ton of money back to businesses. And the problem is they sit there and they lock you guys in these year contracts, and you guys don't know whether or not they're going to work or not. right? And that's the one beef I have with Angie's and the one beef I have with Home Advisor, because, you know, at the end of the day, what happens in 4 or 5 months if you're not getting results and they hold you to these like golden handcuffs to this contract? Well, you know, the easiest way to get out of it, Jeff, is this. All you have to do is send them an email, say, it's not working out, I'm not getting results, you guys are just taking my hard-earned money, blah, 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 effective immediately, please cancel me. And then all you got to do is call your card company that's tied to that account and block them. I mean, you have to get aggressive with it, because they might send you threatening emails and this and that, but they're going to stop at that. They're not going to like sue you. They're not going to like mess your credit up or anything, right? They're not going to go to that length or anything like that. But it's sad that you have to do it that way, because I've seen so many of my clients have to do it that way. That's, I'm just like regurgitating what they've told me. But the reason why is
I feel exactly like they do, and this is my second month in.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a roofing company in North Carolina, and they were with Angie's for 4 months. They were spending $2,500 a month. Imagine spending that kind of money, right? And,
oh my God. But they charge you people that kind of, what is that package? Holy crap.
Yeah. It was crap. They literally spent 10 grand with Angie's. 10 grand.
And they called me one day out of the blue, made it sound like, oh my God, it's amazing. He's like, we're getting so many calls for home inspectors and there's nobody to do the job. I'm like, well, shoot, I'll take them. So I signed up, and then I've got one since then. And it's been, like I said, 3 months when they started, but this is the second month I paid for it.
Yeah, I know. It's the thing about Angie's and Home Advisors. They just tell you guys whatever you want to hear and get you guys involved, and then when the time comes and when you're not getting results, they kind of duck and hide, and, you know, they won't address any issues, or, you know, they don't want to work with you to like make sure that you're a long-term client. That's why they put you in that year contract, because they know, hey, you know, although he'll definitely stay if he signs the year contract, right? And it's just, it's bad business. I really hate that business model, and I don't know how those people work at a company like that and sleep good, because they know that you guys aren't getting the results that you're looking for. They know it, right? And it's horrible to see that they can just sit back and justify that, you know, like, I couldn't sleep good at night if I was selling or a part of a bad product or service. Like, I don't know.
Really? Me either. Just keep me up at night.
Yeah, it would. God would seriously haunt my conscience, you know, and make me, you know, make me, okay, God, you know, it's like it would be one of those numbers, but there are people out there that all they do is to just want to make money, or they'll do anything, right, to that degree. So here's what we do. So did you hire somebody to help you with Google, or are you just with Home Advisor right now?
I'm with Home Advisor, and then I have two other people. One, I built my website through Webador.
Okay.
And they kind of helped me with a little bit and something called SEOs and stuff on Google.
You're an SEO company. Yeah. So,
and then
are you getting the results though?
Well, that's the company that just messaged me yesterday and said it would be up and running today. Everything would be on Google. In fact, I got a text earlier. Your Google is up and running. So as of today, I can't answer that yet, but give me a month and I'll know that answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, for somebody to be able to get you on the top page in a month, yes, we can. But, you know, it's like, let's see. So, for instance, right now, Home Inspector in Clinton Township right now, right, you have Top Floor, you have Win, and you have 5-Point Home Inspection in your area are the top people on Google. Okay, that's the first page of Google. So yes, somebody can make you what they call a Google business profile, which probably they did. Let me see if yours is up. Right.
I did that, and that was through, it was AdIQ, I believe.
Yep, I know those guys. Yeah, horrible company.
Are they good or bad? Because I've tried to sell them many times.
Yeah, so you got a Google business profile up. I see. You have no 5-star reviews. You're not ranking though. right? So what my company specializes in doing, Jeff, is making sure you show up, and not just show up, but on the first page, okay? So
right.
Get you the exposure, right? But you got some people and hands in the fire right now, right? Like I have a guy right now in Florida, and he had two different guys. He had one guy running his SEO, and he had another guy helping him with getting the paper leads with Google, because there's another program I can bring to the table. And the guy wasn't making any money, and he was spending money with two different companies. And I've only had him for like 2 weeks, and I've already started to get him results. And literally, like, he's static, because I brought everything under one umbrella, and he's actually finally now getting results. So, you know, like I said, these two guys won your website. Yes, it's good to have a website, but what's a website without five-star reviews, right? What's a website without showing up on the first page of Google in your area, right? Because that's where everybody goes, by the way. When somebody types in home inspector, right, or home inspection company, whatever variation of that keyword on the Google, they're only looking at the first page.
Right.
Okay. If you don't show up on the first page in your area and surrounding areas, your business is never going to grow. Okay. There's two sections on the first page of Google, Jeff, that are important. There's the map section. Okay. Which that's where the organic SEO comes in. And then there's the very tippy top of Google where you can do a pay-per-lead program, right, and pay-per-leads basically on that, okay? And those leads are the best leads money can buy, okay? But it does take time to get set up, okay? What do I mean by that? Well, they got to do a background check on you. They got to make sure that you have limited liability insurance, right? It's about a 4 to 8 project to get you approved for the Google pay-per-lead program. But the Google pay-per-lead program is good when you need those extra leads. So my base package here, Jeff, is just to give you an idea. It's $2.99 a month, right? That keeps you on the first page of Google, right, on the map section. And then out of that campaign, we spend $100 on retargeting ads. So let's say Nancy types in home inspection company in your area. She sees you on Google but doesn't call you. Well, anytime Nancy decides to go on Facebook and does what Nancy does and scrolls around and looks all over town, right, and just nosy Nancy, right? And
right.
She's going to see an ad coming from Jeff's home inspections called a retargeting ad that our company will put together. Our company's been doing that strategy for over 12 years now on Facebook alone. And what that's going to do, though, it's going to get back in front of her, right, so that it motivates her and entices her to want to call you from Facebook as well. So it's very unique, obviously. It's very targeted. But my clients have seen a great return on investment just on the way we Facebook advertise, in addition to getting you on the first page of Google. Okay? So definitely make sure, like, is AdIQ, is that the company that's doing your SEO right now? Is that who you hired?
They did my Google business profile.
Profile. Okay. Who's doing your SEO right now?
I'm not real sure. I'd have to look when I got home. But you said you were going to text me, correct?
Yeah, I'll send you a text.
Can you text me your name and just kind of your business? Because
yeah.
This is my plan. I already am convinced with you, number one.
Yeah.
You were the first one to be honest with me. Everybody else is just trying to get me to spend
my
money.
They're just trying to sell you, yeah, exactly.
And I'm telling them straight up, listen, I keep telling them all the time, I said, can you email me? So I can research it. Oh, no, we're going to be like AdIQ. I tried to cancel them. I'm
fact,
like,
I'll give you
thought I had somebody
it'll
else.
More, it'll be more thorough. Let me grab your email before I forget. I'll just send you an email because it's more thorough. And I'll text you as well. What's your email?
Info. Hang on. Do-do-do-do. Whoops.
Yeah, the nice thing is I have so many clients now. I mean, it's just like, it doesn't matter to me anymore at the end of the day whether somebody uses me or not. I mean, it's more like businesses need this more than ever, because without a good online presence, like, people are dying out there. Their businesses aren't thriving. It's like the day when you weren't in, like, the phone book, right? You weren't, like, people didn't know who you were, right? The phone book kind of, like, started the whole thing back in the, like 80s and 90s, right? And then everything went into yellow pages, and then, right? And then now, if you're not on the first page of Google, like, you have no shot, right, in terms of being able to be found. Or you have to, like, deal with the crappy home advisor Angie leads.
Right. And that's my plan. Like I said, I already trust you more than I trust any of these other people I've talked to.
Sure.
So I'm going to do, like you said, I'm going to try to get rid of Angie. And
get rid of the home advisor, send them an email to say, hey, you know what? Unfortunately, your leads aren't good. I'm spending money. It's wasting my hard-earned money. Effective immediately. Please stop and cancel me. Obviously, you want to send that right before they're going to charge you, and then you call your card company and block them, right?
Yeah, well, I was just charged, so it's going to be a while before they charge me again.
Yeah.
So
what I would do is get as much out of that as you can. And then right before your next bill charge, right, the date, then just, like, make sure you send that email, and then make sure you call your card company to block them. Because, I mean, listen, when my roofing company that was spending $2,500 a month did that, they literally, like, I mean, they got the emails. They were getting phone calls. It's like all of a sudden you care, right, after I do this. But why didn't you care beforehand when I was telling you guys that your leads are junk and I'm not getting any business out of it?
Right.
So that's the downside, you know. But the cool thing is, right, with a couple ways I can help you crawl before you walk and then walk before you run, what we can do, Jeff, like I said, it's $299 a month. We'll, like, if you can get access to that website, right, and actually own that domain name, we can like, help promote that website.
I can give you that now, the Webador one. See, the one I did through AdIQ, they did their own. I kept trying to tell them. I have my own website. They wouldn't listen to me. They just kept doing and doing. I'm like, listen, I have all this stuff.
Well, good. If you already have your own website, that's
they
fine.
They charged me $250 and then $99 last month, but they just verified my profile a week ago.
Yeah.
So I only got $250 that I didn't even – was a waste. Mm-hmm. But they said 3 months, if I'm not number one, then they do it for free from then on.
AdIQ.
But I
don't
really
count
on them.
I've had so many people go through Town Square and AdIQ. If I had a dollar for every time I heard these guys' names, you know, I'd be, like, wealthy. It's just the problem is, like, look, you know, there's a reason why some of the biggest companies in America use us over anybody else. And it's because, look, you need to be able to get the job done. Anybody can talk the talk and, like, you know, but, you know, we didn't get to where we were and dominate this space, right, overnight. We've been doing it for 21 years now, okay? And that's the good thing is, like, we're time-tested. I can definitely bring to you a good package where we can grow together, right, get you a good ROI month after month. And then as you're ready to throw more fuel on the fire and put more money into your marketing campaigns, we can, like I said, take it step by step that way.
Okay.
So you were going to give me that email. You were like info, and then where were you at on that?
Info at jeff-home-inspections.com.
Okay. So jeff-home-inspections.com.
Yeah, and in fact, when you text me, I'll text you a picture of my business card. It has my website and everything on there.
Nice. So your business obviously is like www.jeff-home-inspections.com, correct? I'm assuming.
The what? Sorry,
your
what
website
was that?
Is that like you like that email is tied to your website basically?
Correct. It's exactly the same way. Jeff-home-inspections.com. That's
cool.
The one I made that I own all the rights to.
Yeah.
The AdIQ one, I'm not even worried about it. They just, I want them all gone. I'm going to go through you guys. I've already made up my mind.
Yeah, do me a favor. Go on to Google real quick. I want to show you something, okay? I want to talk – I'm going to show you one of my clients, okay? Because I want to – you remind me a lot like him, like in terms of like where he started, because he went – he had the same thing. He was working with another company, and then he got in my camp, and we like took him to the next level. So if you go to Google, go type in Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
L-E-W-I-S.
And then just the word pest, P-E-S-T.
Is there a space or
all together? And then type in, where is he?
One second. Was it a space between Lewis?
Yeah, just type in Lewis and then space pest, P-E-S-T. That's fine. And then I want you to type in Anderson. So after that space, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, comma, S-C. Anderson, he's out there in Anderson, South Carolina. Okay?
And then there, it showed up. It showed up number one, right? It showed up. It's right on the top there.
Yeah, do you see, though, okay, so you see his Google business profile on the right?
Yep.
He has 100 reviews or something like that, right? Lewis Pest.
175.
Anderson, SC. Hold on, let's take a look. I'm going to go right now. I'm going to look at him. Are you looking at Lewis Pest in Anderson, SC?
Yeah, I thought so. Oh, no. Hold on. It switched it.
Yeah, you might be looking at a different Lewis Pest. There's two guys standing in front of their truck.
Two guys, yep, I found it.
Okay. So,
there's 105 stars.
Yeah, so we helped them get over 105 star reviews, okay? We have a platform too, Jeff, that's going to help you get 5-star reviews. So every time, like all your past jobs, you're going to put all these customers' info into our system. It's going to send them out automated text messages to help you get 5 stars. In fact, we just got out of a meeting yesterday with our CEO. And we've been investing millions of dollars in like AI, so we're going to be launching some really cool stuff in the like next year now. But the point is, we're going to help you get those 5-star reviews with our platform and our system. Okay. In addition, I don't know if you've came up with like a logo or anything, but like having like you on the job, even in the house, like have somebody go take like a couple photos, even on just like a good cell phone. Right? And having a good, like, image to your name is helpful. Okay? So a lot of my guys, I'm really preaching that this year. Like, yes, getting you on Google is important. Yes, getting those 5-star reviews like Lewis Pest has over 100 now, right? That's all important, right? But more importantly, like, having a photo like Lewis, like that first photo that you see with those two guys standing in front of the truck. We need to get a good professional photo of you, right, where you're working or you're standing in front of something, right? Just something to put a face to the brand, right, helps a lot.
Yep.
Okay. So that's one suggestion. Now, when you set up Jeff's Home Inspections, you set up an LLC or a DBA or anything for the name?
I am LLC now. At first, it was just Jeff's Home Inspections, but I just got my EIN number yesterday, so that's why I said LLC.
Yeah. So between AdIQ, right, and the other company, what do you think you've been spending a month between those two companies?
Between them two companies?
Yeah.
Well, it's $350 for AdIQ and it's $350 for Home Advisor. And the other one, I don't remember what it is. So over $500.
Okay. So you're spending over $500. Okay. So let me break down. I want to talk to you about the pay per leads because honestly, I'm going to send it to you in the email and I'll text it to you. I really want you to watch this video from my client, Stingray Electric. Okay. He's out of Florida. He has over 200 5-star reviews. He's got a big crew of people. Okay. But my point I'm making is this. Okay. He, uses all levels of our platform. He uses, obviously, the get you on the first page of Google, our retargeting ads on the Facebook platform, like I talked to you about, Jeff, and then thirdly, the Google pay-per-lead program, okay? The pay-per-leads are there when you need more leads, Okay. Certain weeks you're going to need more leads. Okay. $299 is only going to get so much, action for you. Okay.
Right.
As I always say, you get what you spend, right? So, you know, $299 will get you a good ROI consistently every month and bring in enough business where it more than pays for itself. But my point I'm making is, if you really want to scale your business and make like much more money than $299 worth of ads are going to bring to you, then obviously you're going to need something else. Okay. And so the paper leads are there for you to turn on and off at any time during the week, right? Like Lewis's Pest right now, his paper leads are off right now. I just checked, right? But like he had them on the other week, right? And then during the holidays, I noticed he turned them off, right? So, you know, when you're really busy, Jeff, obviously you're not taking paper leads. But when you do need that extra work, right, and when you can take on those extra phone calls for that week, that's when you're going to turn on your paper leads, okay? And the good news about the paper leads is they're the best leads money can buy, okay? And let me explain why they're the best leads money can buy, okay? First off, on that platform, you're showing up at the very tippy top of Google, like the first search results, right? That's how good it is. So obviously that's prime real estate on Google, okay? But in addition to that, Google helps promote you. Okay, because Google's getting paid on this, right? There's not, you know, it's a pay per lead. Okay, I mean, Google didn't become the biggest company in the world by accident, but obviously they work. Okay, and so what happens is when the phone call comes in, Jeff, you have the ability to receive or reject that lead. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Somebody calls you up, they're like, "Hey, look, I need somebody to come do a home inspection for me." Okay. I'm about to close on in my house. I needed somebody to come in and come out, you know? Great. Awesome. Okay. I'll be right over. What's your address? Okay. At that point, if you want the lead, because they're going to charge you for a qualified lead, right? Google's going to charge you $43 for that lead. Okay. You tracking with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, somebody calls you up, they're too far out, or, you know, it doesn't make sense for you to spend $43, you can simply reject it right then and there on the call. Say, "Hey, thanks for calling me, really appreciate it. Unfortunately, I can't help you out." Right? But most of the time, people that are calling you, right, are obviously, you know, wanting an inspector to come out and inspect their house. Okay? So anytime, like, you actually want that lead, right, you're going to be charged $43. So how it would work and what most of my clients do is they take two, once we get it approved, they take two of the leads, right, and they're really careful on them, right? They're asking all the good questions, right? We train you how to do all this. So, like, I'm just giving you brushstroke here. So, but when you do take those leads and you take two of them, you work it really aggressively, and then you turn it off after you take two. After you turn one of those two and at least to a solid inspection, right, then you turn it right back on, right? Take two more. And most of my guys teeter-totter till they get, like, the confidence in it, and then over time they're taking much, much, much more, okay? So the good news is, though, like I just said, it does take time for that to, like, be built and get approved for. Because like I said, Google does not just put anybody at the tippy top of Google. They're going to run a background check. So obviously, no felonies over the last 7 years now. You're good on that, correct?
Yeah. Well, I had to run one for HomeAdvisor, if that makes any. At least that's what they told me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this is like a thorough investigation. Like they used two different companies, Evident ID or Pinkerton. And so what happens once they do the background check, we got to show them that you have at least $250,000 in general liability insurance, and you have that as well, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So we show them that, right? So let's fast forward. Where are we at? January. So let's fast forward into March. You get approved for this, okay? What would happen is we would sit down with you. By then, Jeff, you would have already gotten plenty of results from us because we already have you on the map section, and we're running, like I said, $100 in retargeting ads every month on our $299 package. But we would sit down with you and we'd say, okay, Jeff, okay, it's time now to start taking your pay per leads. Okay. What would happen is you would have to prepay 13 leads up front with Google. Okay. So that comes out to like $559. Okay. The math, right? You don't have to take all 13, right? Like your first week or your second week or even third week, right? Obviously you'll kind of like pick at it in a sense, right? You'll tinker with it, right? You'll take a couple, you'll turn it off. And our app controls all of this, by the way. So our app is going to make your life super easy. You're going to be able to get 5-star reviews with it. You're going to be able to see all your leads, and all your phone calls are recorded, by the way. Okay. So the reason why we need to get access to your website and everything is we're going to create a call tracking phone number. It's going to mirror your exact area code, that 586 and everything. And the call tracking phone number is going to give us analytics and you analytics, right, every month to see how many leads are you getting. Where did the lead come from? Did the lead come from you being on the first page of Google? Did it come from the Facebook platform? What areas in the Clinton Township region did it come from? Did the lead come from Detroit, Michigan? Like, where did the lead come from, right? And what's working good for you in terms of, like, success so that we can keep making tweaks along the way to help you perform better and better each month?
Okay.
Okay. Most of my guys start with my ideal package, okay? That's going to be when you watch my Stingray Electric video. He's on the ideal package, okay? The ideal package has three levels of service. You're on the map section. We're running $100 in retargeting ads, okay, on it. And you also have the paper leads eventually kicking in, right, to take at your discretion when you need those extra leads, okay? Now, the ideal package does have a little bit of an expense to start it, okay? The first month in the ideal is $549 because we got to pay for your background check in your first month of service. I'll break it all down to you. You don't have to start with the ideal package. I do recommend you do, but, again, it doesn't matter to me either way. But the sooner we get going on your pay-per-leads, the sooner you're going to be able to keep scaling your business, like I said, more and more each and every month. Because our $299 package, it will get you results. It will have a good ROI, but is it going to make you $10,000 a month worth of businesses either? No.
Okay. Right.
You know, you get what you pay for, right? And so,
yep.
but if you want to grow your business like to that kind of level, the package on the ideal side is the best package, even starting out the gate with. Because it's focusing on both short-term and the long-term growth all at the same time, okay?
Right.
So the first couple months, we're going to get you, like, your phone to ring. We're going to get you business where it's paying for itself, right? And then some, right? And then when it comes time to, like, kick in those paper leads, that's where your business is going to take off, where you're doing $6,000. $8,000 a month worth of business, or even more if you want to go even further, right? The cool thing with the paper leads is we can focus on other areas too, right? Because the paper leads flow from the whole Detroit region and then, you know, Clinton Township. So whatever regions and areas you want to focus in on, like, and you're willing to drive to basically, right? We can have those paper leads, like, showing you at the very tippy top of Google, right, other than just the map section on your basic package. Now, I know this was a lot of information. Hopefully, this kind of all makes sense here, and hopefully you were kind of tracking with me on all this.
I was. I am. I was able to follow you, like I said, more than any of them other people, mm-hmm. and they were just pushing, I need money. They just, right away, they want money. They don't even tell you what they're doing. And
Yeah. It's sad though, because that kind of happens a lot, you know. But yeah, if you can get these other companies canceled, right? And I'll get you out this email, and then we can schedule a call, and we can start talking about, you know, getting some things moving. Because I definitely want to help you grow and start seeing the results. Getting you on top of Google is a project. It's going to take us a couple weeks to build out all your ads, right? Get everything moving, right? But our company's so confident in our services, Jeff, we won't lock you in any long-term contract. We do, though, ask for a three-month commitment, okay, because we technically lose money our first 3 months, and we always say, look, if somebody's willing to give us 3 months, they're going to stick with us. I have a 94%. Go on. What are we saying?
What? Oh, I said that makes sense.
Yeah. I have a 94% retention rate, even after the first 3 months. Okay, so 94% of people stay with me. Only reason why you wouldn't be successful with us is only a couple reasons. One, you don't answer your phone. Two, you don't work with us and, like, make your calls. I have some guys that are very bad business owners, right? And I've had to let them go, right? Because they're just not taking it seriously, right? So as long as you do what you need to do, get us a couple of photos. Like, have somebody come take some photos of you, like, professionally, like, even, or somebody you know, just like you working on a job, or like you standing with like a logo of your like company name t-shirt, right, or something, right? And just you standing like next to your van or something, like, so we can put a name to the
face. I'm going to have to leave the van out because the van's got my other company on it that says, actually, that's just an advertisement.
You can
on
also
my van.
Get a magnetic sign. I've been preaching that a little bit lately.
I thought about that too.
Yeah,
because
you can get
my van right now is
put right over that, and it's like you can get.
My van's wrapped with We Buy Houses.
Mm.
It's a giant billboard.
Mm-hmm.
I also flip houses. That's what I'm doing right now.
Nice.
So being on a job and getting someone to take a picture is not a problem.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
I just
what I'm
saying.
Put
in two kitchens and
read
two
bathrooms.
Give me
some of those, like you on a job, take like you kind of working kind of photos, and we'll put that not only on your website, we'll put that on your Google Business Profile. Like you see, like Lewis's like Google Business Profile, like we put all those pictures on there. He constantly sends us updated photos because we ask him of it, right? And we're constantly going to keep making sure that we're working for you and you see where your money's going. And the nice thing is, Jeff, we're going to have a call with you once a month, right? Where we go over how many leads you got, right? What's working, what's not working, like where we need to keep making tweaks, right? And it's a team effort to make this all work, right? So your job is to make sure you're answering the phone and using our app to get the 5-star reviews, right? Because it's super easy to use. As long as you do that, we'll handle the rest.
Yes, thank you for speaking, man. I've been answering my phone all day, and it's just air. I was getting ready to yell at you. But then you started talking. I'm like, oh, yay, it's finally a person. All day. And then I got so mad, I started calling them back. The numbers don't even exist. Oh, this number is not in service. I'm like, what is going on?
Look, you give me a $500 a month budget, realistically. Yes, it's first month $549, then every month is going to be $299 until we get your paper leads. But if you can give me a healthy $500 to like even $600 a month budget to help you grow, I can help you scale your business. Okay? It's when people try to get too cheap with me, they're never going to grow. Okay? And
right.
I always say that to people. Like, look, you want to be cheap on your marketing, you're going to get cheap results. You want to be willing to spend some money to make money, I'll get you there, right? And you always get what you pay for. So the nice thing, though, is you're going to see results. That's the nice thing, right? Your first month, you'll even see results. Month two is really where it takes off, though. You're going to see a night and day difference in the phone calls and the amount of calls and the activity, because the first couple of weeks, we've got to build out a lot of programming, our ads and everything, and start getting you ranking right on Google. And that takes a couple weeks. That takes time, right, for that all to like come into fruition. But it's not going to take, you know, 3 months either for you to start getting calls. So like I said, first month, I'll get you calls, right? And then month two is where you're going to see even more calls. And then month three is like full steam ahead. And then we can start bringing those paper leads to the table too when you need those extra leads, right, and when you can handle it. So the paper leads with our basic package will take your business to where you want it to grow. And I don't know. Like, I don't know what your goals are. I mean, are you trying to, like, Jeff, like, are you trying to make this business where you can make, like, $8,000 to $10,000 a month? Is that kind of your goal? I mean, talk to me what your goal really is.
I'm trying to, because honestly, the house flipping, I've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And I remodel all the homes myself.
Nice.
And it's just too much.
You ever thought about being a handyman, too?
Yes, I'm a handyman.
Dude, you, like, now you're speaking even more language. Okay, so here's the deal. My question to you is this. Okay, because I can help you with the handyman side too. Now we're getting really down into like
rabbit hole, but I'm trying to get out of that.
Yeah,
and do the home inspections because I don't want to do all that work anymore.
Gotcha.
Again, I had to have surgery on my neck for a pinched nerve.
I
had to have a plate put in, and he did the other side instead of the side that was actually the problem. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Oh, this one over here is really bad." I said, "Yeah, but all the pains come from the other side." And I just can't do the work anymore. I turned 50 recently, and I want to do the home inspections, and it's a whole lot easier. I have no overhead. Right now, being a handyman, it's hard to do all this stuff by yourself. Nobody wants to work nowadays.
Yeah,
or
totally.
They want to work, but they want to be paid $100 an hour, and they don't have any experience. I'm like, I can't pay you that.
So have you gone onto Google ever and typed in, like, home inspection company in your area?
I have, yes.
Okay, because right now who's running their paper leads is Grand Home Inspection, Elevate, and Wynn, W-I-N. Okay, those are the three right now. They're doing the paper call right now on top of the tippy top of Google. Okay, and then on the map section, here are the organic companies right now showing up. I just typed in Home Inspection Company in Clinton Township, Michigan, right? And these are the top three showing up organically on the first page map section side. And that is Top Floor, Comprehensive, and Elevate. Do you know any of these guys by any of these names?
Nope.
Have you heard of any of these people?
Nope.
Okay. Well, whether you've heard of them or not, these are the people that are basically hogging all the business. Right? All these names that I just mentioned are the ones that are dominating and capturing all the business by being on the first page of Google right now. Okay? It's a no-brainer. Everybody uses Google, 93% of people, when they're looking for a business, right? So my theory is this, that, you know, with what I'm presenting to you and you're willing – you know, to grow with me, in other words, increasing your budget over time. Like, yes, we'll start with the $299. Obviously, that will start, you know, kicking in. And then when it's time to take your paper leads, you know, you're going to be, like I said, probably $500-$600 a month, roughly, you know, or more, depending on how aggressively you want to go. But the cool thing is you have the full capability of spending as little as $299 a month, or as much as you want, all at your fingertip, because you're going to be turning on and off those paper leads at any time as you see fit and when you need that extra business.
Right.
So that's the beautiful thing about what I do. And I literally, Jeff, I have some companies, and obviously they're not home inspection companies, but I have some companies that spend $50,000 a month with me personally. Okay, I have some big, big companies, right? Some roofing companies. I got a drain company in New York that spends an astronomical amount of money with me. So, and then our company, like some of the big companies too that we have, I don't know if you know, Same Day Storage. You ever heard of those guys? The big,
yep.
Okay. That company, we've done all 4,400 of their locations. I'm going to send you a video of their director of marketing talking why we're the best things since sliced bread. Okay. So if that company, which is like a $50 billion company, right, is willing to use us, you know, over everybody else, that screams a lot of volume when it comes down to it. And I mean, we got Vivint, who's a home security company. They own the Utah Jazz Arena where the basketball team plays out of. I mean, you name it.
Vivint, yeah, I've heard of them too.
Yeah. So we have all the big boys down to average guys, right? And why we work and what separates us is, frankly, we're focusing on your backyard, okay? You're not a nationwide guy, right? We're just trying to get you to show up. We're trying to get people to find you and get calls to you. What's so unique about the Facebook strategy is we're not just blanketing that ad to everybody on Facebook in your backyard, because that's a waste of time and money. The only people that are going to see your sponsored ad that we create for you on Facebook is going to be the people that are actively typing in keywords that relate to your business on Google. So we link Facebook and Google together, right, to perform for you. So as I always say, we're fishing in a couple different ponds, Jeff.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. I mean, when do you see us being able to kind of get something like this going together?
I don't even know what today is.
I know. Time flies by.
Like 30 days?
Okay.
Because, like I said, I'm already unhappy with the other two.
Yeah.
And I don't even have anything from you guys, and I'm already happy. Number one, you explained everything, unlike the other people.
Sure.
And by the time I get rid of them two, that's what the money you're asking for. I mean, I'm already paying it out.
Exactly. You're not, you're just reallocating your money, right? Like I have a guy right now, he has a roofing company in Pensacola, which is in Florida, right? And he was spending $1,500 a month with Angie's. And he's like, man, they suck. And I'm like,
I'm here to attest to that. First time I used them, and it's already horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So the cool thing, though, is, you know, once you kind of get those two companies, like, you also, this JeffHomeInspections.com email with the hyphens and all that, right? I mean, not email, website that you have. You have full control over that website. In other words, it's not being hosted with the one of those companies.
Correct. Correct.
It's all yours.
I own everything on it.
Exactly. And we're going to keep it that way. You're just going to give us access to it, okay? Because we got to build out some stuff into the website. If you want us to change it up, my team's even willing to, like, make it aesthetically even look better. I definitely want to make sure that we, you know, get those professional photos onto your website, on your Google business profile, right? All that stuff. I want to make sure we do that. But ultimately, we'll just need access to your website. And once we get access to the website and we get moving on this, you're good to go. So, I mean, all you've already canceled one of them, AdIQ. When do you plan on canceling this other company?
Well, I haven't canceled AdIQ yet. They wouldn't let me.
Oh, why wouldn't they let you?
I think I had already paid them the $250 to start, and then I'm like, you know, I thought you guys were someone else because I thought I talked to another guy, and then he's like, oh, I'll call you back Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then they called me Friday, and then I went with them, and then right after I hung up the phone with them, 20 minutes later, that guy called. Hey, and I'm like, oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I just thought I talked to you about a half hour ago and took care of all this. He's like, that wasn't me.
Hmm.
But then I called them, and they're like, no, you can't do this. I mean, you already paid for it. I'm like, well, I don't want it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they pretty much wouldn't. He's like, listen, we're going to do this for 3 months, and if it doesn't work, we'll do it for free.
Yeah, that's
and
they've
already
talk,
took
though.
Their first month payment, or the second month payment.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one more, and then there's no more money to them.
Okay. When's the next payment coming up?
The other one just came out like last week, I think.
Honestly, what I would recommend is just prevent them from even taking your third payment too. And we can keep in touch, obviously. But there's not much more they can do, right? They're not going to get you to like show up on the search engine, and that's going to be impossible for them. It's not even possible
right.
for them. Right?
They can't hurt my business or anything?
No, they can't. Your Google business profile, right? We'll come in there, and if they try, they can't do anything. That's unethical, and like that, they wouldn't be able to do that. So all they got was your Google business profile up, okay? Which is something you could have done yourself even. okay? Again, having a Google Business profile doesn't get you ranking on the search engines. Having a website doesn't get you ranking on the search engines. It's all about content. It's all about linking it to things and programming, right? That's where a true SEO company comes into play. But more importantly, we're not just focusing on just SEO. We're focusing on marketing, right? So we are a search engine optimization company, but emphasizing on marketing because at the end of the day, why do you guys all do this anyways? It's to get leads. It's to get your phone to ring, right? To get more customers and grow your business healthy each and every month. So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on a couple different ways to make sure that your phone does ring. Yes, the emphasis is on getting you on the first page of Google, okay? But what else? Why are we using Facebook? Well, Facebook's the second most visited place on the internet besides Google. So obviously we want to make sure that you're not just there, but you're dominating there. And we use this retargeting ad strategy because it works, and it's been working for us for over 13 years now just on that strategy alone. So that's more than time tested. But the reasoning why we use it is we don't spend a ton of money on it. So out of your package, when I break you down the pricing, Jeff, you're going to see we're only spending $100 a month on ads on Facebook. And we don't make any money on those ads, by the way. Okay. In fact, we create it, right, on those ads. But we make our money, obviously, on your $199 portion every month. That's how our company makes money, right? And then, obviously, anytime you use some of those paper leads, right, we get a little portion of that. Google pays us as well. So the good news is, you know, it's fair. And it's justifiable. And as long as we're getting you like the results and a healthy ROI, you're going to love me. Okay. And that's what I'm going to focus on for you. Okay. So I'll give you this email. My question is, when should we schedule another call so that we can get back in each other's ear?
Well,
yeah. In other words, when's your next bill again? For those guys?
It'll be Home Advisor will be the first of the month around there somewhere,
okay.
I think. The 6th, I think it was. That's...
Yeah, so you need to get that canceled, obviously, right before, okay? So set a reminder on your phone, okay, because life gets in the way. Okay, so the 6th is a Friday, okay? So what I would recommend that Monday, set a reminder, which is going to be February 2nd, okay? Set a reminder to send that email to Home Advisor, customerservice@homeadvisor.com or something, whatever it is, right? Send an email, and basically as we talked about, and then you're going to have to call your bank too that day to – because you need enough time for all this to kind of, like, marinate, you know, with it, right? Because the 6th is, like, you know, like that Friday. So if you do that all on Monday, that gives plenty of time, right, to prevent them from charging you, especially on your bank side.
Okay, I'll get all that taken care of. If I stop all this for next month.
Yeah, what about the second?
What's your
opinion? So you add IQ. They're still charging you, right?
I have one more $99 payment with them, and then they're done.
How much?
$99 payment with them. The last month was $99.
When's the bill date on that?
Add IQ. 5 days ago, they billed me.
Okay.
So what's today?
So
like
that was like what, the 10th or something?
Yeah, the 9th or the 10th.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I try to cancel that though. I mean, an extra $99, you're not going to get anything out of that. That's just going to be throwing an extra $99.
Yeah. Add IQ was 5 days ago. Angie Leads was 7 days ago.
Okay.
My business insurance is 6 days ago.
Got it. And you said you had another company, right? Or is it just Angie's and at IQ right now?
I'm looking.
Yeah.
Oh, the other one's me. I just read it. Get Response automated email thing. That's me though doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just them two. I thought there was three, but it's just
yeah.
Me.
Okay, so it's just those two. Okay. So I'm gonna get you out this email. Okay. Go through it. Let's do this. You want to set a call, like you tell me when do you want to like really sit down and talk serious and get some things moving here? What works best for you?
Well, when I call you, and how long does it take to set up to get going?
Okay. So the first thing is this, I got to get your account set up. I got to ask you like a couple questions. About 10 minutes, I'll get you out your invoice, right? It's very simple. And then after that, we schedule another call. It's 45 minutes, your second call with you and my team. And then we're going to start going through some things. We're going to make sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, right? And then we're going to, like, get things moving from there. So the first call is, like, 15 minutes. And then the second call is like a really nitty gritty where we get you in front of a computer and we start onboarding you and stuff like that. But the first call to get you set up is 15 minutes. Very easy.
So how about, I want to say the end of the month, like in
yeah.
a couple of weeks.
Yeah. You want to do, like, Monday the 26th? Is that a good time for you, you think?
Should be.
Okay. How about we put on the calendar, like, what's a good time usually for you? And I can schedule that, at least put you on my calendar, and we can talk.
I'm Eastern time. What time are you?
I'm here in Pacific. I'm here in California by Disneyland. So, but I can,
so
I'm
you're
here,
like 3 hours behind
me. I get in at 10 a.m. your time every day, by the way.
Okay. So for me, like I'm at work right now. I'm actually leaving, heading home.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5:30, 6 o'clock would be better because then I'm home, not driving, and I don't have other things taking my.
Oh, so you want like a 6 o'clock Eastern time.
Eastern.
That's fine. Yeah, I can do that. Let's schedule that for Monday on the 26th for 6 o'clock. I'll put you on my calendar. Okay. And it will send you like an automated email as well because I'll tie your email.
Okay. I was going to say also, could you text me that today too? I'm
yeah.
driving right now home, so I want to write
yeah.
all this down when I get home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm going to send you an email. Like you're going to have an email like breaking down everything. Okay. And if you need to, like, schedule another call in between now and then, you can always text me or say, hey, Matt, can we just, like, get on another call? And I'm here for you. So you're going to hear from me throughout the entire process, too, by the way, just to kind of give you an idea how this process works, right? I am going to be tied to your account, but I also give you, an account manager, okay, on my team. Since I have over 1,000 clients, okay, I'm shooting you straight. I'm very busy, as you can tell. And my team has basically put together an account management team, right, to handle my clients, okay? And the reasoning for it is I can't talk to everybody every day. Imagine if I had to do the growth
right,
work.
Right, understandable.
Yeah. So my team, the reason why we have an account manager is their job is to communicate with you on a monthly basis. Their job is to make sure all the tweaks are being done and make sure that everything is getting done, that you're getting success, okay? So, and then on Monday, January 26th.
And what 16, do I need? I'm going to need the money to start on that day. How much is that?
$549 would be your first month.
$550, okay.
Yeah,
I
and then
sure,
after
so
that
– I have it in-
Yeah, I mean, again, that's the only time. And then after that, it's $299 a month thereafter until we get your pay-per-leads ready to, like, turn on, right? And then when that timing has come, right, we'll hold your hand, of course, and we'll walk you through that. We won't throw you in the deep end of the pool, right? And you'll start taking those paper leads in addition to just the basic package.
Okay.
We are scheduled. Okay. So I just sent you a text too. Let me know if you get this too. Okay. But yeah. And then I'm going to send you pricing breakdown. I'm going to send all this in a nice email too. Okay. For you to look and some videos I want you to watch too. And then we'll
watch this video. Yes. I just got the text.
Okay. Cool. Cool. So you'll have all of that, like I said, there for you. But we'll take it step by step, Jeff. I know there's been a lot like going on with you, and like I said, I'll talk to you on that Monday on the 26th, right? So we can start figuring out how to get you some momentum finally, right? So
yeah.
Thankfully you didn't spend a ton of money on like AdIQ, right? Because I've seen a lot of people.
Lesson learned. That's how I'm going to deal with it.
I've seen a lot of people go through some companies before they get to me. And so, you know, it's not a big deal. You didn't spend a ton of money here, like I said. But let's focus now on finally getting you those results. So if you need anything, like I said, just reach out. But I appreciate your time. And I definitely look forward to helping you and helping you grow this year. This is going to be great. So.
Yes, me too. Thank you. I'm excited, actually.
Yeah, no worries.
We'll I got off the phone with the other ones, and I wasn't so excited.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, you don't have time to figure out who's credible, who isn't, who's
I mean, I guess I can't say
is,
that.
Right?
I kind of was excited at first with Home Advisor.
Yeah.
But now after the first month, I keep getting these leads, and I keep calling them. Nobody's answering.
Yeah.
I'm emailing. Nobody's writing back.
Now
I had
I
one
do
call
have a
back.
Platform that I do
and
work with.
It's just
yeah. It, you know the problem with Home Advisors, Angie's, even Yelp. Okay, because I like our company is a Yelp advisor too, right? Like we partnered up with Yelp as well because what we do with Yelp is so unique in terms of like optimizing it and actually it working. You know, but the thing with all those companies, including Yelp, including Angie's and Home Advisor, is there's no such thing as an exclusive lead with those platforms, okay? That's the only thing. Like, yeah, I have a, like I have so many clients on Yelp right now too, right? And they do great the way we put them together, right? But the problem is it's so competitive, right? And it's so like you have to work extra harder. And so my theory is just put your money in the paper leads because Google is not going to share that lead, and you're at the very tippy top of Google. You can't get any better of real estate in terms of Google,
right,
and that type of lap platform. It's like being on a beachfront property in Laguna Beach, right? That's like how good, right, you know, being on the tippy top of Google is, right? It's prime real estate. So you can't get better than that. And that's why, you know, you're paying for that lead a pretty premium, but as long as it's converting, you're going to, it's going to make sense all day. Right. So, that's why I like the pay per lead program. And when you watch that Stingray, video, he's going to talk about that as well. And how it really grew his business. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. Well, I got you down for that Monday, sir. I do got to let you go. Great talking with you though. Enjoy your day and then let's talk, then and we'll pick it up. But if you need me between now and then, feel free, text me, email me. If you want to schedule another call in between now and then, I'm here for you. Okay.
Okay. Will do. Thank you.
Yep. You have a great rest of your day, sir.
All right. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.